Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe, including thousands of power company employees, linemen, telephone, cable TV, and wait till you hear this one, folks. 5,000 activated Florida Army National Guardsmen and 2,000 more from adjacent states getting involved in this. And a lot of them are going to be search and rescue teams like what I used to do, heavy search and rescue with all the big, heavy extrication tools and whatnot. And God bless them all, and we really appreciate the fact that you're responding, because hopefully we won't need you, but... I've been through too many of these things to know that this is going to be the real deal again. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women out there hauling the emergency supplies, and they are doing just that, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, our bulk mail haulers out there, they're going to be working today, and when all hell breaks loose tonight and tomorrow and the storm gets here and pretty much sits over the top of us, they won't be able to deliver the mail, but they might get involved in delivering some of the loaded trailers with the water and the MREs that people will be needing. And also to our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, diesel, jet fuel. God bless each and every one of you, because you're going to have a tough road to do, tough job to do. And, of course, we've got our Amazon, our drivers and our warehouse people working very hard right now. And if you want, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. I'm putting a lot of stuff there about the storm, and I was a little slow tonight because I got very, very busy doing some other things, getting ready for the storm, because we have to do a lot of preparation, and I'll explain that in a minute. But we're also on MeWe, we're also on Parler, we're also on Gab, we're also on Getter, we're also on True Social, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram. Captain's America, where that's the way you can find us on all of them, Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from California, where it's high and dry, beautiful weather out that way, it's the one and only incomparable professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you so much. Good morning to everybody.
Yippee-yo, Cal Patty. Well, you know, I probably, and they're going nuts over there because they appreciate what you're doing. I probably took a little more time to do the introduction, but we have got so many people that are here right now to help us in Florida, and it's not funny, and I really want to try as best I can to acknowledge them all.
100%, Captain. Couldn't agree more. You've got people who are standing by. You've got Floridians, of course, who have seen these kinds of things before, and they are standing ready to do whatever it needs to be done. And so, yes, we recognize them, and we wish them Godspeed in their mission.
Yes, sir, buddy. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And don't forget, we emphasize those two words, under God. Well, gosh, where do you start? I'll tell you what, I'm going to start with the statements I've got here because I got a lot of information tonight, a lot of information that I've got to get out for the people that are going to be getting caught up in this storm. And right now, it's predominantly the people in Florida. But there are others along the way that are going to get caught up in it when this thing goes up towards Georgia, for example, and goes up the East Coast the way it's going to. So there's other people who need to be paying attention. Now, Ian has strengthened to a Category 2 hurricane right now, and it's actually almost a Category 3. The winds are up to 110 miles an hour right now. All it needs is another 5, and it'll get that by tomorrow morning. That's my prediction right now. By tomorrow morning, this will be a Cat 3, which is a major hurricane. And it'll stay that way, and it'll intensify some more until it reaches Cat 4 status. Now, there's higher gusts in this storm, too, I might add. And hurricane warnings have been issued all along the west coast of Florida, starting down below with the Keys and all those counties down there, up to Naples, up to Fort Myers, up to Sarasota, up to Tampa, where I'm at, and further up the line, too. We expect not necessarily a direct here-I-come shot-in-the-head type of hit, but we're going to be, it looks like, on the right side of the storm, which is not where you want to be. And even if we're on the left side of the storm, we're going to be so close to what's going on, that's still not going to be the place where you want to be. And the rainfall, to begin with, Kyle, 7 to 10 inches is possible just about anywhere, but there'll be isolated amounts of 15 inches or more. There could be 2 feet of rain out of this thing.
This is really the storm of the century, they're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly in terms of the area of Tampa and that general vicinity, it's something that will be a very, very big blow, that's for sure.
And one last thing as we go to the music, the storm surge will approach 10 feet in a lot of areas, 10 feet. So think about that for a minute. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we roll along the overnight radio airways with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. And, yes, I will be at Mission Barbecue for lunch today from 11:30 to 1:30. That's not going to stop us. There's not going to, first of all, it's not going to be storming today the way it will be tomorrow. Think about that for a minute, because this is going to kind of start in a little bit at a time later on today, right around sunset, and then pick up. And this storm is going to move very slowly and pretty much stall over Tampa Bay. And that's going to be the real problem. It's going to weaken a little bit. There's going to be some wind shear on it a little bit, but it's not just going to stop. It's going to look like as if we're being pounded for hours and hours and hours, which is true. That's what's going to happen. So anybody that's sticking around better be on high ground, number one. And anybody that's got a very flimsy trailer or camper or something like that, you need to find somewhere else to go. You really do. Because these winds coming in to begin with, we're going to get hit with a blast of well over 100 miles an hour to begin with. And that's going to that's enough to move a mobile home off its pad. Okay, so think about that for a minute. It's also enough to move an RV off its pad. Think about that for a minute. So you need to be somewhere where it's safe. And a lot of these hotels, if you're going to check into a hotel, make sure that they're at least Category 3 and the windows are that. Because if you get into a hotel and you got windows that were made for a Cat 1 or thereabouts, and the winds are going to be Cat 2 or 3, You got another problem. It's called the windows aren't going to take it. So think about that. I've seen plenty of windows blown out over the years. So anyway, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain. You know, I was thinking we need also to remind folks that if you have special needs such as prescriptions that need to be filled, other medical things and so forth, tomorrow or today is the day to do it.
Right.
You want to make sure that because you're not going to be able to move around at all to go get medicine or other stuff once the storm really starts to come in.
No. And something else about the special needs, you brought that up. I'm glad you said it that way. There are special needs shelters. And if you call up the Salvation Army or Red Cross or the county, the Office of Emergency Management, look them up on the directory that they have there on their website. If you call them up, they will see to it that they get you to a special needs shelter and that you are where you can be well taken care of. And that's very important for people that don't know that.
Well, exactly right. And then, of course, Captain, our national audience is listening in. And
yep.
If they want to help, of course, they can help through their own local organizations, their churches, their synagogues. You can also go to places like redcross.org. You can help out that way. Every little bit helps, of course, to get real supplies to real people who are really going to need it, no matter where this storm really ends up coming ashore, because it's a 500-mile-wide storm, Captain, as you know. And so this is going to have a lot of impact over a large area.
And even if you're a first responder and you're listening to me up in North or South Carolina, you go, yeah, man, we got to go down here and help them people. Don't just hop in a car and think you're going to do that. It's not going to work. Get a hold of your department chief or your department officer, whoever it is that does that. Have them call up down here. They'll gladly use your help. They'll gladly use your help because you're trained in what you need to do. But you've got to do it the right way. You have to go through, get your name on a list because they want to know who's coming, and then away you go. Don't just think you're going to show up down here and you're going to jump right in and do whatever. That never works. Never.
No, it doesn't. And, of course, Captain, so many people have been told to evacuate. My question to you is, what happens if somebody decides they don't want to evacuate, but they're obviously in an area where this kind of storm surge that could be expected here, you know, very practically, what happens at that point if somebody stays behind?
I hate to be dramatic, but I'm going to tell you what we used to do. We would hand them a body tag and say, okay, fill in your name right here, tie this body tag to your clothing so we can identify you when we find you floating somewhere.
Wow.
That's what I tell them.
Very, very, very intense, but yet, you know, very straightforward.
It was the truth.
Very straightforward, exactly.
And then they'd go, wait a minute, we want to go, but we can't get out. How are we gonna? We'll take you. We'll put you right in the back of the deuce and a half or whatever it is we had, and away we went.
Right. Well, exactly. And of course, there are a lot of people, by the way, who might have seen storms in the past and feel that they might be able to ride it out.
They haven't seen this one.
That's my point. Exactly. Exactly right. This storm is a monster.
Yep.
So you want to listen to the authorities. You want to listen to your local, governments and so forth. Get out of there. We want you safe and alive.
Yep. And we'll have some more about this one. We do the Truckers Highway and Byway weather because we got a lot of roads that are going to be closed here in Florida, and that'll go all the way up into the panhandle here eventually as the storm goes north, because this thing is going to be moving along here. It's going to be a very slow trip to get up into Georgia, but by the weekend, and that's kind of funny I'm saying it, by the weekend it'll be up there in Georgia dumping a lot of water up there. Now I'm going to move along here because while it's no secret that Arizona Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema is uncompromising in her support of the filibuster, her latest comments in a speech at the McConnell Center about her preference for Senate tradition are ruffling feathers once again, especially with some of the Democrats, because Sinema wants 60 votes to be brought back into the confirmation process so that we go back to the way we were, not the way we are.
Well, right. And, you know, Captain, I think what I think she's signaling here is this notion that we need to be able to build a better consensus when it comes to these kinds of decisions. 60 votes is much harder to get to.
Right.
And in order to do that, you have to put up candidates, or you have to have a topic or an issue that you're going to get broader agreement on. And otherwise, we're sort of continuing down the road of you get this, but we get that, and then we'll do this, but then you'll do that, and so forth. But the idea, if you really want to build consensus moving forward, I'm not talking about compromising on major issues or you know, giving up on something that's very, very important, but you have to be able to move forward into the future. And I think that's one of the things the 60 votes does.
Well, it's also getting rid of what's called the nuclear option, and that is that's been nothing more or nothing short of a disaster ever since Harry Reid put it out there with the 50 vote that's all you need to do whatever, and that's just not going to work anymore. It just isn't. It's been taken advantage of. It can't be kept going the way it's going, in my opinion. Now I will say this. Here's what she said. Not only am I committed to the 60-vote threshold, I have an incredibly unpopular view. I actually think we should restore the 60-vote threshold for the areas in which it had been eliminated already. Now, I totally agree with her on that, because it should be more difficult to get some of these things accomplished instead of easier.
Well, precisely, and that what that does is, and as you mentioned, with the nuclear option, basically, it just means that one side can run roughshod over the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not really what voters want, because there's a lot of payback involved. It's a roller coaster ride, but otherwise, if you have to be able to get people to come together on something.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you might not agree on every little thing,
mm-hmm.
it saves that kind of back and forth.
Now, she also said something that kind of brought the house down. She says, not everyone likes me, because as you all know, control changes between the House and the Senate every couple of years. It's likely to change again in just a few weeks. And she said that the Democrats are going to lose some control of Congress after the midterms. And the Democrats that were there did not like that comment.
Well, no, but she's making a pretty informed and good educated guess about what may be happening here in November.
Yeah.
This is the writing on the wall, and she's reading that hand that's writing on the wall.
And she also talked about her relationship with Harry Reid being able to, or I'm sorry, Harry Reid, Mitch McConnell being able to work with Mitch McConnell, which is extremely important, because she said, I didn't respect him. He didn't respect me, but we got to talk with each other, and we got to do this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. And we understand where each other's is coming from, and that's what you need to do. All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And guess what? Where am I going to be today? Well, here's where I'm going to be.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
Florida is preparing for a direct hit from Hurricane Ian. The Tampa Bay area appears to be the most likely target. Evacuation orders are in place. It's at a Category 4 with top winds of 140 miles per hour. A Russian military recruiter was gravely wounded in a Siberian city, an example of public reaction to President Vladimir Putin's partial mobilization effort to beef up troops in Ukraine. Some people are fleeing the country. The man nicknamed Fat Leonard is seeking asylum in Venezuela after slipping out of house arrest in California. Leonard Glenn Francis was to be sentenced for orchestrating a scheme to bribe several Navy officials. On Wall Street Monday, the Dow plunged nearly 330 points, or just over a percent. The Nasdaq fell 65 points. The S&P 500 was off by 38 points. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and I will do just that. We are in storm watch mode. We are waiting for Ian to come our way. It's a long ways away yet, but it's coming, and we know it. And we're just going to let you know that we will be monitoring everything that we can monitor about it to help out our fellow Floridians and our fellow citizens, wherever you might happen to be in the southeast, because this is going to be a barn burner of a storm coming your direction. It's going to be a big-time rainmaker when it leaves Florida. I'll tell you that right now. Okay, now, before we go to the caller that's on the line, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot. And, of course, they're on a mission. They're on a mission right now to give as many people as possible the opportunity to cut down the pain that they're in and the suffering that they have. Now, one of the things pain does is it cuts down on your sleep time. When you're in pain, you can't sleep. I don't care what it is. You can't sleep. You might as well hit yourself in the head with a hammer and try to knock yourself out because you're not going to be able to sleep. And the one thing about Relief Factor is it works. Or you wouldn't hear me talking about it. So if you're struggling with pain, nagging, consistent pain, a lot of you have back problems. I get it. Me too. A lot of you have neck problems, shoulder problems. Maybe you got a hip. Maybe you got a knee pain. Maybe you got a foot like I've got, one of my feet. Or maybe you got a leg or an elbow or a wrist. Okay? This will cut to the chase. It'll go right straight to the source of where the pain is, and it'll help you get rid of it. Now, it costs about a dollar a day to see if they can get you out of pain. $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. And all you got to do to try it out is go to
relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And I will have, over at the lunch today at Mission Barbecue, I'll have at least one bag with me. Sometimes we have people that want it, so I carry it with me just for that reason. Relieffactor.com/captain. Because, Kyle, what did we tell everybody?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. All right. Well, on the telephone, we have the honor of having his honor, or some kind of honor, from Clearwater. And that would be the honorary mayor of Clearwater, and his name is Mike. So, Mike, what's up?
How you doing, Captain? How you doing, Kyle? So, Captain, I'm reminded back real quickly before I get to my point. I think it was Hurricane Charlie was headed directly at us, and then it made that last-minute turn and went further south.
At Punta Gorda.
Yep.
And it destroyed the town.
Exactly. So is there a possibility we could get lucky again, or does this one look like it's headed straight at us, or do they not know?
Well, they know this much. They don't know where it's going to go exactly. They're just relying on the charts and the maps and the you know all the computer models and all that. However, this is going to be further up the line than it was when it went ashore in Punta Gorda. If it does go ashore south of Tampa, it'll probably be, are you ready for this? Around Bradenton or Sarasota.
Oh, wow.
And that's not a good place for it to go either. Now, if it goes inland a little bit north of Tampa, it'll probably be up around Tarpon Springs, and that's not a good place either.
Not a good place either.
No, so they got
no part of Florida is a good place.
No, and
nowhere.
And the center of the cone is actually Tampa Bay, where they believe it's going to come and it's going to stall and rain and blow and rain and blow and rain and blow for at least one whole day, maybe two. Okay, so what else is on your mind?
Okay, so Kyle, I was listening to another show earlier yesterday.
Oh no!
And well, yeah, they played a clip by Chris Christie, and it was interesting, Kyle, because they, I think it was Dan Abrams, had asked Chris Christie, you know, him being a former prosecutor, do you believe President Trump would be indicted? And he said, well, I don't really think he could be indicted, but the fact that President Trump is poking and making fun of and almost like kind of getting up in their face and, you know, get me if you can, he very well could easily talk himself into an indictment. So what do you think, Kyle? Because, you know, as much as I love President Trump, his mouth has and does seem to get him in trouble sometimes. So what do you have to say? Thank you.
All right. And by the way, he is an instigator. We know that, right?
Well, true. But that's also part of President Trump's, just the way he operates in that sense. And I would say this. Obviously, to indict somebody, you have to have good evidence to be able to do that, and evidence that the government has to be able to show. The prosecutor, whoever they might be, a local or state or federal prosecutor, has to be able to show something like that. But to what Mike's talking about is this notion that could President Trump say something that could be taken in a certain context, perhaps, that might give some kind of impetus to the investigation that's ongoing. Well, it's not beyond the realm of possibility. This is why a lot of times when you have these kinds of issues, you want to, even though you've done nothing, many times you want to speak through your own attorneys. You want your attorneys to handle this.
Of course.
Because these kinds of things are very, very complicated, and one false move, and you could find yourself in a much different situation. But President Trump is very vocal. He takes on his own fights and this kind of thing, so we'll see. And I will mention one other quick thing, Captain, just briefly. You mentioned Tarpon Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back in 1921, there was a major hurricane. It didn't have a name back then, but it did come ashore near right along Tarpon Springs, and it's known as the Tarpon Springs storm. This is the last big storm that I believe came into this to that general vicinity there. So once again, we're watching it very closely.
Now, another day, another example of the FBI's vast corruption, because the FBI has been caught in another major corruption scandal after misleading a judge. And there is millions of dollars worth of jewelry that's missing, and cash, and it's $86 million worth of cash, with more in gold, silver, and jewelry.
taken by the federal government from over 1,400 safety deposit boxes under the guise of them being connected to crimes. Now, that's wonderful, right? But that stuff has never shown up again. So it's gone. They took it, and it's gone.
Well, certainly, this is one of the things the public relies on these institutions, these law enforcement institutions, to play by the rules and so forth. If somebody broke those rules and an audit might be able to show something like that, then justice would have to be done. You have to do everything you can to reestablish the faith that people need to have in the law enforcement, absolutely.
Well, the Bureau apparently misled a judge over a warrant in order to seize tens of millions of dollars in valuables without cause, and it's apparent that this may or may not have gone to regular FBI people, or it might have gone to wannabe FBI people faking, posing as FBI people. They just don't know enough yet about it, but, I mean, come on, give me a break.
Well, right, and you can only, chalk so much stuff up to collateral damage or something like that as you go through an investigation or you're gathering evidence, so you're going to gather all the safety deposit boxes in one whole fell swoop or something like that. But there has to be a way to make sure that the innocent aren't impacted by this.
Now, 18 months ago is when this happened. 18 months ago. And new unsealed court documents showed that the FBI and U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles got their warrant for that raid by misleading the federal judge who approved it.
See, again, that's something that is absolutely, it's not acceptable. It's just not acceptable.
Nope. So, to be continued, because they don't know and we don't know.
Well, that's right. And what this does is it sullies the good name of investigators who work in the FBI and do their job and signed up because they want to do something right for their country. And so that's the worst part of this whole thing, is it sullies their good name.
Yeah. Now, your great governor out there in California, Gavin Newsom, insists he's not going to run for president, says the recall effort was a sobering moment.
I got to laugh at that, Captain. I don't think you thought that was a sobering moment at all. In that sense, at least I don't think that's really the way he perceived it.
I thought he threw a party.
Well, right. It's unfortunate the recall didn't really gain a lot more traction, especially with Larry Elder being a part of it, obviously, being the candidate. But he's insisting he's not going to run for president. Yeah, well, I don't know. I got a bridge I can sell you in Brooklyn as well. I think he's protesting too much on that at this point.
Okay, folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with a Highway and Bible Report, the Truckers Highway Bible Report. Then we're going to get into it again and be a little bit more specific about the hurricane and what's going on. There's a lot of things going on here in Florida, all across the state about this. Tornado watches and warnings, you name it. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there. She grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car after graduation, sent her down south for some higher education, put her on a fast track to a law degree. Now she's coming home to visit, holding the hand of a wild-eyed boy with a farmer's tan. She's riding in the middle of his pickup truck, blaring Charlie Daniels, yelling, "Turn it up." They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't avoid. Ladies, what?
ladies, love country boys. That there, folks, is my man. Hey, Kyle, Trace Atkins, and that's an oldie but goodie.
That is Trace Atkins. Yeah, that's a great sound.
Yep.
Cool song.
Yep, I always liked him, the way he did stuff, and he's got that, what the heck's that move? He's on a television series now of some sort. I forgot what the heck they call it, but anyway, it is what it is. It's a cable series. All right, let me read this and give it to you real quick. Hurricane Ian will bring a life-threatening storm surge along much of the Florida West Coast, where a storm surge warning has been issued, with the higher risk from Fort Myers to the Tampa Bay region. We're talking about a surge that could be 10, 11 feet, maybe even more. Now, hurricane-force winds are expected in west-central Florida beginning Wednesday morning. That's tonight. Overnight, we'll have it probably sitting right here. You'll hear the winds going on right here in the radio show because I'm not very far away from the window. And heavy rainfall may cause flash and urban and small streams to be flooded all over Florida this week. So we are in store for a real barn burner of a storm. So, Kyle, you take it away and tell us what's going on out west. It kind of looks like there's nothing barely going on out there.
Well, that's right, Captain. We do have, I'm glad to say, smooth sailing for our truckers and drivers out west this morning. We continue with the heat, excessive heat warnings in the Los Angeles area, Southern California area, all the way down to the Mexican border. These heat warnings are going to stay in effect until about 8 p.m. on Wednesday, maybe a little bit later on. It just depends. But once again, we're getting a little bit of that heat wave. Had a little bit of rain on the map last hour before the program began, but now this was a little south of Tucson. That's just headed on down into Mexico at this point, so we're not even really seeing any rain on the radar. So please do be careful out there as you're driving, and take it away, Captain.
All right, well, it's been trying to rain here on and off all evening, kind of early, like, you know, a little bit of light rain just to let us know that, hey, we're right here, we're getting closer. But anyway, I will tell you folks that the entire state of Florida right now is under the gun. But it's not just Florida. It's the eastern Gulf of Mexico. All shipping interests should be paying close attention to this, as well as the panhandle of Florida, as well as Georgia, southeastern corner of Alabama, all these places where this storm could possibly hit. This is going to be the real deal. We talked about this in the last first segment of the show, that this is going to be one of those 40-year storms. Although, I think Kyle said, what did you say, 1921?
1921, where it came ashore at Tarpon Springs, was the last major storm, yes, to hit the area.
Well, I don't know if this is going to get to Tarpon Springs. I don't know if it's going to get to the Bradenton area, Sarasota area. I don't know if it's going to come right down the middle of downtown Tampa. We just don't know that yet, nor will we until the storm passes Cuba and we get a chance to see a little bit more about what it's doing, because there's a couple of things steering this right now. One of them is a high pressure system off to the west, and that's pushing it to the east. And the other is wind shear at the extreme northern end of the system, which is where this storm will be hitting probably around mid-afternoon, and that'll start to knock the storm down a little bit, where when it gets closer to Tampa, it'll go from like a Category 3 to a Category 2 to a Category 1 over the course of probably 12 to 14 hours, because this is going to be a slow-developing type move, if you will. And they're already talking about the storm surge here in Tampa Bay is going to be just dramatic.
It will be dramatic, and this is, again, why people need to be ready and don't waste any more time. In fact, Captain, just briefly, back in 2015, there was a Boston-based catastrophe modeling firm that unfortunately singled out Tampa Bay as the most vulnerable place in the U.S. to storm surge flooding from a hurricane. Yeah. So it's definitely something to take very seriously.
Well, I want everybody to know something, too. This isn't just about the storm surge, because the flooding does, in fact, kill more people than the wind, but the peak wind forecast for this storm is going to be 55 to 70 mile an hour winds with wind gusts to 95
to 105 miles an hour.
That is, you can't beat that. That is going to do all kinds of damage, unfortunately.
And it's going to stick around. And by the way, there's a potential for wind greater than 110 miles an hour, too, for a while. And if that thing just sits out there and churns for a little bit, and it just keeps doing this over and over and over and over again for a matter of 3, 4, 5, 6 hours or longer, that's when you're going to have just massive damage.
Massive damage, that's right. And, again, this is one of the reasons why if you're being asked to leave, leave. Because you have insurance, this is what you have it for.
Well, most of them don't. That's why they're sticking around.
Well, then that's not a...
See, a lot of what this is that's going to be destroyed and damaged is going to be mobile homes.
Right.
And they were telling the people yesterday, and I'll tell them again today, if you're in a mobile home, you're running the risk of not making it out. Because these are going to be damaged with these high winds coming through. There's just no way around it. And if the water comes through along with it, I've seen water take a mobile home and push it right off the pad it was on.
It's just unbelievable. It's just the laws of physics, and you can't stand up to it. That's right.
No. So when in doubt, get out.
Absolutely. Yes, to stay alive. That's what we're trying to help people to do.
That's absolutely correct. And again, if you're in a position where, well, I don't have any way of going to this, and I got to have this, and I got to have that, they have special needs shelters. All you got to do is call them up.
Precisely. And so this is, again, you know, and I'm glad you mentioned too, Captain, as the storm goes north of Cuba, we're going to have a much better idea in terms of what these predicting models are going to really look like. It's going to start to solidify very quickly, I think, after that.
Well, most of the schools, as a matter of fact, never mind most, all of the schools are closed right now. So that's not going to be a problem. The kids are not going to be out onto the streets or whatnot. The grocery stores, a bunch of them that they don't have bread, they don't have water, they don't have a lot of the frozen food or the potable meats or whatever it is that people were buying. I mean, the shelves are empty. Empty in many cases. Unbelievable. All right, Kyle, you hold that thought. Folks are coming back. Hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. Right after these messages right here on the Radidio. It's a Tuesday morning. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-80.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.